Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Friday, March 15th, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with TNA Impact Wrestling broadcast last night on Access TV and featuring matches taped last Saturday night from the St. Clair College in Windsor, Ontario. In the main event, Nick Nemeth, Speedball Mike Bailey, and Trent Seven defeated Steve Macklin and the Rascals. After the match, Nemeth, Bailey, and Seven were attacked by the System. Also on the show, Mustafa Ali made his first defense of the X Division Championship, defeating Chris Sabin. In other selected results, Josh Alexander beat Oleg Proteus, Danny Luna and Jody Threat topped B Moss and Vanna Black, and Frankie Kazarian defeated Ace Austin. Kazarian attacked Austin's partner Chris Bay after the match until Eric Young made the save. Ring of Honor streamed last night on Honor Club featuring matches taped March 7th at the Gas South Center in Duluth, Georgia. In the main event, Orange Cassidy and Trent Beretta defeated Cole Carter and Griff Garrison. In Four Corner Survival matches, Commander defeated AR Fox, Jack Cartwheel, and Slim J, and Kira Hogan defeated Lady Frost, Layla Hirsch, and Robin Renegade. ROH World Women's Champion Athena won out over Aisha in a non-title Proving Ground match. Also, in ROH Women's Television Championship Tournament quarterfinal matches, Mercedes Martinez beat Abaddon, and Billy Starks beat Diamante. In other results, Lance Archer beat Darian Bengston, The Work Horseman defeated Jacoby Watts and Nick Comoroto, Top Flight and Action Andretti beat the Iron Savages and Jack Jameson, and Lee Johnson topped Aaron Solo. And finally, in ratings news, Wednesday's episode of Dynamite drew a total audience of 801,000 viewers to TBS, according to WrestleNomics. That's a 3% increase from last week's audience of 779,000. The rating in the 18 to 49-year-old demographic was a 0.27, consistent with last week's demo rating. The audience and ratings numbers do not take into account the overrun of the show, which could alter the totals once factored in. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.